Today on our broadcast, Dan and Troy discuss the steps in the roadmap to a successful hire seminar coming to a city near you. From NATSB office headquarters, this is Successful Hire.
Well, hello, podcast land. From the National Screening Bureau, this is Successful Hire. I'm Dan Oblinger, Director of Training, and with me is a guy I like to refer to as the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, that's me.
Because you're the man behind the curtain,
that's
Troy.
That's right. I make everything happen. Make everything look beautiful. My name's Troy Trussell, and I'm the Director of Marketing for National Screening Bureau.
What all do you do, Troy? That title didn't really capture the essence of Troy.
Well, I handle all of the marketing, all of the design work, the website, that sort of thing.
And urine collection, which gets me excited.
Urine collection is an everyday thing. We enjoy it here at the National Screening Bureau. It wouldn't be a good day, a good full day of work, if I didn't get to collect urine.
Purely for professional reasons.
Well, definitely, yes.
Okay. All right,
yes.
Good. Troy, I think what we're going to do today, and this is, again, we're big on promises. We made a promise. Let's keep it.
Okay.
We need to talk about the roadmap to a successful hire seminar, which we often call Successful Hire Seminar, and internally is known by its code name, The Road Trip.
The road trip. It's just a good time to get out on the road and get some work done. And we call it the road trip because we visit a couple cities in Oklahoma, we go to Missouri, and we scour Kansas.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you the rundown. Before we even tell you what the road trip is, we're going to tell you where it's going to be. Focus in, folks, out there, all right?
Yeah.
We've already set this year's destination list here, but this is the key. If it's in your town, you must go.
That's right.
And if it's anywhere near your town, you can have your own little mini road trip to our road trip and join us. So we're going to be in Oklahoma City in Tulsa in Oklahoma.
Okay. Right.
We're going to be in Joplin in Missouri. So southeast Kansas, get on over to Joplin.
That's right.
And then in Kansas, which again, this is our home state, it's our home turf, we're all over.
We're all over the place.
We're from Hayes and Garden all the way up to Lawrence and Kansas City and Topeka. But we are also hitting Salina, Emporia, Hutchinson, Manhattan, and of course,
Wichita, baby.
The River City, right?
That's right.
So Wichita. So if you're anywhere near there, then we have a roadmap seminar for you.
That's right. There's, especially if you live in Kansas, there's no excuse to miss the road trip
right.
This year, the Successful Hire Seminar. Dan, these people shouldn't miss it. Well, who are these people we're talking about? Who should come to the Successful Hire Seminar?
Troy, if you can fog a mirror, you should come to our Successful Hire Seminar. And the reason why is the topics that we are going to cover impact anyone in business. Anyone that has people that work for them or has a physical location where they work could benefit from coming to the Successful Hire Seminar. But even if you didn't, it's too much fun to miss. We have a lot of fun educating
right.
people. And if you've ever been to a seminar that was a thinly veiled sales pitch, that's not this. The whole reason we started it was to provide foundational knowledge, industry knowledge, regulation knowledge that helps you build better products for yourself, and use the tools that are out there to screen people and have better companies.
The seminar is extremely educational. What's the first topic that we're going to be talking about?
We're going to start out with EEOC compliance, which has been the topic of several podcasts. And really, if you've listened to podcasts before from the National Screening Bureau and said, man, I wish it wasn't only 8 minutes, and I wish I could interact with Troy and Todd and Dan and Ricky, then you need to come, because that's what we will do. We will talk extensively about EEOC guidance on pre-employment screening.
Right. We're also going to talk about drug-free workplace skills builder.
What are you going to cover there, Troy? What are they going
to
learn?
We're going to cover countermeasures that drug addicts like to use when they're trying to pass a drug screen. We're going to talk about building a better policy for your workforce. Because really, if you don't have a drug-free workplace policy in place and you're doing drug collections, you could get into some trouble there.
Absolutely. And if you think you're hearing policy building and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to take a nap. No, because we have to talk about the drug culture and what's going on in the drug culture, and that's how you build your units. Just throw a blanket policy out. You tailor
right.
your policy to your threats in the environment.
And you have to understand those threats. You have to understand why these people are doing the things they're doing,
right.
and you have to understand that they are trying to infiltrate your workforce.
So it sounds like we'll be talking also then about popular drugs that are being abused by
people
in the workplace.
Oh, most definitely.
Fantastic.
Most definitely.
Well, that would be worth it just to come. If you were a business leader, if you were in HR, but also if you're a mother, father, husband, sister, brother. I mean, this is stuff that impacts us in our communities. Awesome.
Correct.
Well, what about maybe Form I-9?
Well, Form I-9, we've seen ICE in Kansas. We've seen them in Oklahoma. They're out there. They're coming to your place. They're going to audit you for your I-9 forms.
Yes.
And if you don't have them up to date, if you haven't done an audit lately, We're going to talk about this and how you can have peace of mind and stay compliant.
Fantastic.
We're also going to go over...
I'm going to interrupt you, Troy.
Okay.
We're not just going to stop there.
Right.
Because then we're going to talk about going digital.
Right.
So we're going to talk about how you could do all this on forms, or you could use an intelligent system that's going to ensure that you're compliant, and that's then where you get your peace of mind.
Right. It's called the Electronic I-9, and it is built into our background screening system. And you can also separate the two. And you'll learn a lot more about that at the Successful Hire Seminar.
And that's why you come.
So what's the next piece, Dan?
Well, the next piece is obviously one that I'm biased about, so I will certainly talk about, and that is the Speakers Bureau. So we're actually going to talk to HR professionals about some new and exciting ways that they can provide training to their employees that enhances the whole mission of the organization. So we're going to talk about things like active listening skills that I use as a negotiator and that I've learned anybody can use in the workplace, and it builds the mission of the company. We're going to talk about ethics. We're going to talk about, again, going right back to what you specialize in. We're talking about drug-free workplace training. So we're talking about some of these different trainings we offer and how they could really impact the bottom line for companies.
There's a lot of talk lately about crisis planning management. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to talk about there?
Absolutely, Troy. And this is why it is the final piece of the puzzle here for our Successful Hire Seminar. Crisis planning and crisis management are really important right now. When you look in the news and see just this week, the train derailments, you've got planes falling out of the sky.
It's crazy.
You have, again, mass casualty events with shootings.
It's Armageddon out there.
It seems like dogs and cats are living together. But these are tragedies.
Right.
What if the tragedy impacts the workplace? And this is, again, this is a podcast recently, so check that out. If you listen to the podcast and you think to yourself, well, I'd like to know more about that, or I know that my company's behind the curve in this, then you need to come out to the Successful Hire Seminar, because we do talk about just these basic strategies for preparing for tragedies and then having plans in place when they do strike. And that'll be the kind of the crown jewel here in our Successful Hire Seminar for 2013.
And on top of all of that, Dan, this Successful Hire Seminar, it has been pre-approved for 4 recertification credit hours by the HRCI.
Absolutely. We just got confirmation. 4 recertification hours. It's fantastic. You get lunch. You get to meet us. And I think this is what I learned last year. Maybe the most important thing that we offer in the seminar is the chance in the sessions and even on the breaks. You interact with HR professionals like yourself. There's networking.
Right.
You get to pick our minds, because we're all experts in these fields. You, Todd, Ricky, and I, and you'll get FaceTime with us. And you can ask the questions face-to-face that you would otherwise have to track us down for when we're not coming to your community to these presentations.
Yep, that's right.
Now, we've told you where we're going to be. We've told you what we're going to talk about. We've told you why it's awesome.
That's right.
How do we do it? How do we get people to the seminar? How can you out there in podcast land come to the seminar, Troy?
You can visit our website at www.natsb.com. You just click on the logo, the Successful Hire logo, and that will take you to an Eventbrite page where you can purchase your ticket. The cost is $150, and if you talk to your local SHRM chapter, they may be able to help you with a discount.
Fantastic. We do have partnerships with local SHRM chapters. We're SHRMies.
That's right.
We're unabashedly SHRMies.
That's right.
And we like to give back. So, yeah, $150 would be a great value. If you can work through your local SHRM chapter, it'll be even less, and you still get everything that everybody else gets. And that is just some fantastic, truly educational experiences about those HR topics that are actually, I would say, quite frightening right now. There's a lot of regulations out there. It can be fun to be compliant. There's a lot of peace of mind.
That's right.
All right, so that's it for this week. But next week, you know what? We talked about it enough. It whet my appetite. We should talk about the drug culture.
I think that's a great idea.
All right. Tune in next week. We're going to talk about the modern drug culture, how to recognize it, and how it impacts your workplaces.
Thank you for listening to the Successful Hire Podcast. For more information, please visit our website at www.natsb.com or send us an email at info@natsb.com.